Welcome back to Snap Judgment from PRX and NPR, the Detour episode. My name is Glenn Washington, and you may remember Aesop. He once told a story about a race, and writer Amelia Gray, she checks back in with the runners several years later. Snap Judgment.
So there I was, running for all my might. This was a woodland course, so things are a little unclear, you know? I'm looking ahead of me, and all I see are branches, right? Maybe a branch looks like another runner, but then I see it's just one of those mossy branches. You know the type.
Hold your breath, please.
And I look behind me. All I see is more branches. And then, you see, then I'm looking behind when up comes this log.
And exhale. And if you could lift your hunch. Yeah,
sure.
And
anyway, up comes... Ouch! Careful where you stick that.
Now, Hare, we need to talk about your condition.
Anyway, up comes this log, and I'm looking behind me, and I don't even see it. Now, this was years ago, mind you, but I was no kid.
Hare?
I had the reflexes, I had the stamina. Oh, I feel woozy. I was no kid.
Hare?
I had That's right.
Look... We did a full spectrum analysis after your collapse last week. We took a complete blood count, we did some protein tests, we did some antigen tests, calcitonin tests, alpha theta protein tests. We did all the tests.
I had the reflexes.
Hare, you have the cancer.
The cancer?
I'm so sorry.
That's not possible. I ran the Laporte circuit last month.
Well, that doesn't mean you're not sick. But we do have a very aggressive treatment plan.
Doctor, sorry to interrupt. Your patient has a visitor.
A visitor?
I'll give you two some privacy. I'll be back later to outline some treatment plans.
Treatment plans? What rot. I wonder who it could be. I haven't seen the March Hare in years. Or maybe Cecily Parsley. Maybe she'll sneak in a pint of that cowslip wine. Hello? Hello there? Who's there? This bed is too high up. Come around the side so I can get a look at you. Hello? Is anyone here? Is someone playing a trick on me? It's cruel to play pranks, whoever you are, and I'll have you know that if I had my strength, I'd give you such a thumping.
Hello.
Oh, it's you.
You remember me? I'm the tortoise.
Yes, of course.
We did that race together.
Oh, I remember.
And you were very boastful.
Yes, I remember. I remember you. I'm very well aware of you and our story together. Yes, thank you. They're giving anyone a race these days, just like they're giving anyone a medical license. Did you see that 25-year-old child in here with a stethoscope?
Do you mind if I sit?
The medical industry these days, they want to pump me full of poison and then tell me I'm poisoned. And then, obviously, then the bill comes, which is the real disease.
This chair is very tall.
Just be careful with the IV. Ow! Okay, perfect. Good. Right there. I see you have some flowers taped to your back. Are those for me, or was that a cruel prank?
Those are for you. I can't quite reach.
They wanted to charge me for this piss pot they've stuck under me. Can you imagine it? I told them, if you want to charge me for this, then take it away. Just put some shredded newspaper in the corner, and I'll do it there. But then, of course, they wanted to charge me for the shredded newspaper.
They told me you're dying of the cancer.
Well, that's a delicate way to put it. If you must know, I'm beating the odds. I've been feeling sickly for a while, but I was taking multivitamins and running every day. Then I did a whole body cleanse every 2 weeks. I had a little stumble is all last week, and I'm giving my strength back. Something smells like a pond.
I see.
Everybody's gotta go sometime. You'll go. Maybe you'll get cancer and die next year. I can't imagine you'd have too much trouble succumbing to the odds, as it were. No offense to you, but it takes some mental acuity.
I'm not sure that tortoises can get the cancer.
Those flowers are lovely, by the way. Very nice Easter lilies. Daylilies are my favorite, but they're a bit rare, a bit hard to find. You might find a daylily in a soup if you look in the right place, so you'd have to race across the ocean, but you might just find it in China. Can you imagine a flower in soup? Believe it or not, and I suggest you believe it.
Friend, there was something I wanted to tell you.
Look at what they did to my haunch. They shaved it. I look like I should be hanging in a butcher shop.
Friend.
I guess you win, buddy.
It was never a race.
Snap. We wish you the best of luck here. The story was written by Amelia Gray. You can find more of Amelia's work at snapjudgment.org. We'll have a link. And the voice actors for that piece were The Hare, Jason Yamas, The Tortoise, George Garrett, The Doctor, Julia DeWitt. The Nurse was played by Eliza Smith, who also produced that piece with sound design by Leon Morimoto.